Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
A tough game for you guys on Saturday, a 38-21 loss at home to you, Albany. As you've gone back and look at it, just give me your impression on what happened.
I think we faced an Albany football team that's very talented and has gotten increasingly better week after week after week. I think they've found their identity as to who and what they want to be on both sides of the ball, and we didn't rise to the occasion. That's all there is to it. You know, so we talked about our guys, and you know, have 10 starters or massive contributors not playing. We're not really worried about the young men that, you know, we get the quality young men to step up and fill those shoes and the next man up. But what we're missing is those experienced leadership voices of those 10 guys that are usually on the field. And that's something that we had to address over the weekend.
The game's 14-14 in the second quarter. You're only down 3 at the half. But the second half, not able to really get a lot going. What was the difference over the last 30 minutes?
Some critical mistakes and critical circumstances. You know, third and shorts that turn into third and longs. The one time we tripped, two times we jumped off sides. You know, the crazy little nuances that the difference is very small between winning and losing in the parity of our league.
Defensively, your team gave up a bunch of yards, but you were able to get to undercover, 4 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, I think, in the game. What makes them so hard to stop right now, with especially in their passing game?
I think they find a way to schematically put themselves in the best position possible, and if they can hold up front, they got some really talented guys that can make plays with the balls in their hands. So, you know, that is when we got them, we made plays. We actually stripped, forced fumbles, and helped us score points on offense. But when we made mistakes, we made big mistakes. And I want to say, like, we gave up about 150 to 180 yards offense in 5 plays, and we just got to stop giving up the big play.
Offensively, it sure seemed like Tom was under a great deal of pressure. He only sacked 3 times, but was running a lot. What were they able to do, or were they, you know, breakdowns on your side offensively?
It ended up in some longer pass situations where the guys just get a chance to tee off, and you do that too many times. You know, clearly, you can, as a tackle, you can be great 9 out of 10 times, and if you give up one bad move one time, you know, it's a bad day. It's kind of like being a corner, and you got to be really, really smart. You got to be able to get past it, get to the next play, and keep it moving. And on occasion, we didn't do that very well. We got lost in that, and got to find a way to get our confidence back. The difference between having all those guys and all those confident leader voices being aggressive and motivated to win instead of being tentative and still thinking and being a little nervous and not wanting to lose. And the difference between those two mentalities plays a big part in how the outcome of a game ends.
One of the bright spots offensively was the catch by Darren Street in the end zone of that, I think, made its way onto to SportsCenter. He's a guy, when we've talked about your receivers, we haven't talked about a lot. What did you think of the catch?
Oh, I heard about it being on SportsCenter, and it was amazing at the time. I was a little concerned he didn't get his foot in, but, you know, that's it. It was a heck of a play. That's one that'll probably stay up there for a while.
Breakaway from conference competition to face Bucknell on Saturday. As you've taken an early look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Another quality football team that is, if you look at them from week one to now, they look like an entirely different team. They have their identity in all 3 phases of the game. They've got increasingly better week after week after week, and they just beat some really good competition. So we know this is going to be a big game for us, and it's homecoming, and we want to represent our university the right way, and as alum, you know, that's really important to me.
In last week's game, Coach Priori had a good stat that today, that teams coming off bye week in the league this year, I think he said now, are 0-5. How is it difficult as a coach to, I know everybody wants the bye week to heal up, but is it difficult to try to regain the momentum and get your team going after a bye week?
You know, clearly, I guess the stats bear out that that's yes. I would say that it's a little bit of a challenge that, you know, you get the sync, you're in sync. You're in body sync, you're in rhythm sync, you're in schedule sync of how you handle your classes, how do you go to treatment, when you eat, when you sleep, and all that good stuff. And, you know, we are creatures of habit, and success is habit. And getting out of that and then trying to get back into it, that's a challenge for everybody, yeah.
Coach London gave you credit for when we talked about the parity a week ago, and then Saturday, you know, four unranked teams beat ranked teams. You know, five of the CA ranked teams fall. Just how much does that say, as you said last week, about the parity? And were you surprised at all when you saw all those scores?
Hey, you live under a rock, working on your own stuff with your own kids in your own house, trying to make it as good as you can. But when you peek out from underneath of it, to truth be told, not surprised. I got phone calls from guys at Virginia Tech telling me how good Rhode Island is. Like, that's just the way our league is now. And from top to bottom, when I say it's a cliche, it's not cliche. This league is better than when I came here 10 years ago. It is. There used to be a top and there used to be a bottom, and now there's just good. And to be honest, the difference is very small, very minimal between who wins and loses. And it's, you know, look at all the teams that are good and went to the playoffs last year, and those are the ones that survived the injuries. Look at the ones that are surviving the injuries now, and where are they? So, you know, that plays a big part in it too. So parity is parity. We're all pretty good, and it's just a matter of how good we are when it gets tough.
Doug started the conversation today talking about the need to replace the guys you've lost and the voices and the leadership. What's the biggest thing that you need to see from your team this week to get things turned around and going back in the right direction?
I think, you know, having those guys being confident in what they're doing, that they know what to do, and they need to trust it. And the fact that they don't have years' worth of reps behind them in their back pockets, no reason for them not to be aggressive and not to trust what they know. And that's what we're counting on. And I think we had started it with a good day of practice today, and looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for your time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.